Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
Andrew Lambrou, are you planning to electrify Eurovision fans that Australia decides 2022 and how?
I am planning to electrify everyone as much as I can, metaphorically speaking, you know. So I want to basically bring an electric feeling to people's homes. I want people to feel the meaning of the song. I want people to relate it to themselves. And I just want to entertain everyone. I want to be myself. And the Eurovision stage is a stage where you can be yourself and you can just do your thing. And hopefully people at home love it. So I'm honestly so excited. I cannot wait.
You're also representing a whole country if you make it to the Eurovision competition. Can you tell us a bit more about your song, Electrify? What is the inspiration behind it?
I wrote Electrify with the goal to write a Euro pop song that meets Andrew's flavour. You know, European music is something that's been in my household forever as a Greek Cypriot Australian and something that I absolutely love. So I wrote the song with the meaning and the purpose to kind of convey when you meet someone that makes you feel so fantastic, so electrifying, almost like you have a little bit of a superpower. And yeah, so someone that makes you feel so magical, that's the meaning of the song, and it really uplifts you. So my plan is to try and uplift people at home, try and uplift listeners and viewers, and to bring a smile to people's faces. Honestly, that's one of my biggest goals.
You have included a Spanish verse in the international version of Electrify. Why not a Greek verse, considering your Greek Cypriot background?
Yeah, so I have been asked this question a fair few times. Spanish is something that really called out to me with this song. I felt that it worked well with the flavor of the song, and I have a really big appreciation for such a beautiful language. And then, of course, with Greek, I do have plans. I have plans. One of my biggest plans is to have remixes of the songs in different languages. You know, I would love to hear the song playing in Greece, in clubs in Greece and all around Europe with the Greek language. I currently have a Greek teacher. She's from Thessaloniki. It's one of my biggest goals is to be able to speak fluent Greek right now. You know, I'm sitting down with Yayan Bapul trying to go through words and go through things at the moment. So I definitely want to create a remix with the Greek language as well.
Where is your family from?
From Paphos in Cyprus and Lemnos. Yayan Bapul from there. My dad's side was born in Australia, but Bapul on dad's side was born in Paphos. One of my biggest dreams is to go to Cyprus and go to Greece and see where my family is from and where I'm from, and to really embrace my culture, because I have a very strong connection to my culture as a Greek Cypriot Australian. You know, every tradition that we know is a part of my family. I have a very big family, big musical family, and I am very close to my family. My parents, my grandparents, all my cousins, you know, they've given me so much motivation with everything that I do and with my passion that is music. So I'm very grateful, and one day I really want to go to where it all started, you know.
How has your family background affected you and your music?
That's a fantastic question. Music is something that my family likes to describe. It's in our blood, especially with Greek music and, you know, European music. It's something that I feel. You know, when I listen to Sfakianakis or certain Greek artists, I feel it. You know, one of the first songs that I loved listening to growing up, a Greek song, was Somamu, and that's something that I just felt it, and I couldn't speak Greek, and I don't understand it, which is what I'm working on now with my Greek teacher. But I still felt the music, even though I didn't understand the lyrics. And this is something that has shaped who I am today as a musician. You know, I like to sing with emotion and passion, which is something that I've really felt from the European music that I listen to and the music that I listen to around the world. I find that emotion is something that really shines through, and that's what's brought me to where I am today. You know, the style of music that I like to create, and, you know, something epic. You know, in my music video for my first single, Throne, I wanted to create this epic intro, which had that, you know, had that movie feel to it, but still had emotion shining through. So where I'm from and my family, they're the ones that have introduced me to the music that I listen to today. As I mentioned, I have such a massive musical family. We all get together, we jam, we sing. You know, my uncle brings out the bouzouki, everything. That's all a big part of my family. So just growing up and hearing and seeing what's surrounding me has shaped me as a musician.
Was that the reason you started in a music school so early, at 5 years old?
I have to give full credit to my mum and dad. I love my mum and dad so much. And, you know, they gifted me with opportunities. You know, I played sports and mum and dad put me into piano school when I was five, and they saw that I loved music. They saw that it was something that I have a real passion for. And I would communicate this to mum and dad, and, you know, they helped me pursue it, and they helped me drive myself to do music as a career. So I have to give credit to mum and dad. They're the ones that have pushed me, and they noticed that I had such a big passion for music at a young age. So if it wasn't for them, I don't think I'd be where I am today, honestly.
And they helped you also with your social media posts. That's ahead of their times, maybe.
Yes, of course. I would say nowadays it's in the hands of myself and my team. You know, I kind of run everything. But when I started, my dad would set up the camera. We would choose a song together and we would sit down and dad would film the videos for me, and that's how it all started, you know. So even with singing lessons and music school, my parents are still helping me with videos and getting started at a young age. So, you know, it's stuff that I'm so grateful for.
Well, now you've grown and your audience has grown and your music has expanded and you're competing in Australia Decides 2022 for who is going to represent us in Turin, Italy. How will you celebrate if you are the chosen one?
Wow. Oh, if I'm the chosen one, crying is the first thing. I'll probably cry. I don't think it would feel real, to be honest. You know, Eurovision's something that I love. I've watched it my whole life. It's like a bonding session for my family with Yiyamba Poo and mum and dad. We're all together watching Eurovision. And as a musician, it's something that you take inspiration from. So it wouldn't feel real to begin with, honestly. And then once it all sinks in, I'd probably get together with my family and with my friends and have a big jam session and just celebrate. Put the Greek barbecue on. Spanagopita from Yaya, the whole bit, all the food, Galataburiko, my favourite dessert, and we'd get together and we'd just have a big family celebration, I think.
And how do you imagine the whole competition procedure in Italy? Will you be stressed or just give it your all?
Well, I take after my dad, and sometimes things get overwhelming and, you know, we get stressed. It's in the blood. But I think I would just have the mentality to go out there and be myself and do what I love to do. Of course, with these massive moments, if I were to get to Turin and represent my country, of course, there's pressure on my shoulders, but it's something that this is what I've wanted to do my whole life. You know, I've wanted to do music. I've thought about Eurovision my entire life. So if I were grateful enough to get the opportunity, I would try and block everything out and say to myself, this is it. So go and have fun. That's what I would do.
Is right now your wildest dream to win Eurovision?
Yes. Yes, one of my wildest, yep.
And your future wildest dream, which might be?
Future wildest dream. One of my biggest dreams is to be able to travel the whole world, go to Europe and go to all different countries around the world and do concerts and sell out concerts in every country. One of my biggest dreams also is to sing a song in every country's native language. That's one of my biggest dreams. I've had that dream for a very long time. As I mentioned, I'm so fascinated by the music that comes out from different parts of the world. Greek music, Arabic music is stuff that's shaped me. You know, music from the other side of the world has shaped me as a musician. So if I could go to certain countries and sing a song in their native language, that's one of my biggest dreams.
It's a beautiful dream and quite tough to accomplish. So many languages out there and so many countries. You're pretty young, 23 years old at this point, I believe. Yep. But you're already very successful. What is your message to other young talents? How can they succeed like you in your beloved music industry?
I would say my biggest piece of advice is to just follow your passion. You know, it can be daunting. It can be scary. It's a tough industry. There are many tough industries out there. But when you love something, you just have to go with it. You know, I wasn't thinking when I was posting online at 16 or anything. I was just doing what I love. And I was with my family and my dad and my mom, and we were making videos of me singing, and things kind of had their own life out there online and in the social media world. So my biggest advice is to just follow your passion, do what you love, enjoy it, enjoy every moment. There's ups and downs in everything that you do in life. But I would say that if you just take a deep breath and enjoy what's happening, that is the best piece of advice that I can give. And I actually have to take on my own advice right now. You know, with everything going on, it's such a crazy time. But I just need to take a deep breath and enjoy what's happening.
Well, we wish you the best of luck through Australia Decides. And of course, we wish that you will compete in Italy and win the competition. Why not? You will have the Greeks and the Cypriots voting for you for sure.
That's all the motivation that I need. I'm so excited. I've already had messages from people in Greece and Cyprus, and these are things that really motivate me so much. They motivate me so much because here I am as an Australian Greek Cypriot, and to get that motivation from the other side of the world, from people that are like me, like similar styles of music, it's the biggest piece of motivation that I could ever get. So if I were lucky enough to represent my country, I hope that I can represent everyone out there, the Greeks, the Cypriots, and do everyone proud.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.